Dredd and Rogalski in the studio. It is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. As it is Tuesday, we welcome in Dr. William Miller from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. Good morning, Dr. Miller. We have a lot to talk about now with restrictions being eased soon and vaccinations going on and testing going on. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Seemingly somewhat encouraged by what's been going on overall. I know our numbers are going up a little bit, though, in terms of infections.
Yeah, so as most people know, the county is in the yellow tier, which is the lowest tier of restrictions, and that the state tier system is scheduled to end in about a month, I believe on June 15th. So I think I think that's all a very good thing, and I think that the vaccinations that we've had are part of the reason, a large part of the reason why we're able to do this. There's a lot of talk right now in the news, of course, about the CDC's recent recommendation that people who are fully vaccinated can go into not only public spaces that are outdoors, but also public spaces indoors without wearing a mask. And there's been a lot of what I would call almost sort of second-guessing and people making opinions. I'm going to try to avoid making an opinion since I just said that. But since the beginning of this pandemic, I have personally followed the CDC recommendations to the letter as closely as possible in helping lead our hospital get ready for the pandemic, in helping to communicate to the community. And the reason why I've followed the CDC so closely is because I believe that the CDC is in the best position to look at these issues, analyze the data. They have people who, this is their expertise, and this is what they've done all their career. And I know that they aren't going to put out something unless it's been very carefully vetted, very carefully looked at. And so if they feel that this is something that is safe from a public health perspective, once again, thinking about not individuals, but globally for our society, I trust them. And then people come up with the counter argument, well, how do you know somebody's going to be honest about whether they've been fully vaccinated? Well, the point is, the recommendation is to you as the fully vaccinated person. The recommendation is that you can come into contact with other people who are not fully vaccinated, and you don't have to have a mask on. That's the kernel of what the CDC's recommendation was. And people who are not fully vaccinated are at risk, especially people who are completely unvaccinated, and they should wear a mask. But this isn't about a, quote, honor system. It's about letting people make their own decisions, which is what we've all been, or what a lot of people have been crying for since the beginning of this pandemic. Look, let people make their own decisions. And I believe that what the CDC is saying is, okay, we are in a situation now where we have enough people vaccinated, and we have a situation where we can start letting people make their own health decisions. They're going to make their own health decisions about whether or not to get vaccinated. They can make their own health decision about whether or not to wear a mask. And lastly, if you are somebody who's fully vaccinated and you remain concerned, then continue to wear your mask. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm. So, Doctor, does it look like basically with June 15th coming up and no more of a tier system, that we're pretty much all the counties are locked in now where they're going to be until June 15th, or is it just impossible to speculate on something like that?
I don't know. And the deadline for this thing to expire may be extended. Initial system was set in place with this particular deadline, and that might be reexamined depending on how things are going.
Yeah.
Another thought is, remember, COVID is not gone. We are still in the pandemic, and we will continue to be in the pandemic for some time yet, probably at least another year globally. And so the fact that we're talking about getting rid of the tier system, not having to wear masks, being vaccinated, all of that doesn't mean that COVID is over. It just means that our approach to this can change. Will we have continued outbreaks? Yes, absolutely. And look at what's going on in India, what continues to go on in Brazil. Will we have continued flare-ups here in the United States? Yes, that is completely predictable, and that will happen. And as that happens, we may have to, in those areas, reinstate maybe mask wearing or sheltering in place or whatever. I don't know what the recommendations will be as time goes on.
Certainly. All right. Anything more, Dr. Miller?
I just hope that people who have not been vaccinated do move forward to get vaccinated. I think that that is ultimately the thing that's going to really make a difference for us, is the more people are vaccinated, the sooner this pandemic will be behind us. And that's a global recommendation, of course.
All right. And you know, we actually have something that we can directly do, and it will help to make things better, which is a good situation.
Oh, and I'd like to also just add one last thing with respect to the hospital.
Yes.
So our guidance is what the California Department of Public Health mandates for us. So when you come to the hospital, or I believe also the nursing homes, you still will be required to wear a mask regardless. And that's because while the CDC has made this broad recommendation, we are, you know, obligated, we're required, we don't have any choice, to follow the California Department of Public Health's mandates for healthcare facilities. And at this time, we are still required to have everybody wearing a mask when they come into the hospital.
Dr. Miller, as always, thanks very much for being with us every Tuesday here on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the Coast.